P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cody.
Why don't you have some fun?
Fun.
Tommy?
It's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I should say welcome to an April Fool's edition of P.S. I Still Love Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, especially in these times, and we're always ready to talk all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and watch some weird Polish-American films, if you will.
What did we do last year that I'm like, oh, I think people actually thought, like, it felt like a...
An image on Instagram that we were doing this, and I think people got excited.
Yeah. We're still not fully doing this, in the sense of we don't have a copy of this movie that's, you know, either in English or just English subtitles. It's still that double dubbed or double double whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, we're actually subtitled. Going to be watching from the same exact link we saw years ago. So it just proves to you, like, if this movie's online illegally, nobody cares. However, just a little bit of context, you and I are not in the same room today.
No, doing appropriate social distancing.
Podcast distancing, so we'll be watching from a shared screen, but in the privacy of our own homes. Just want to, you know, I think this is the first time since like the major COVID-19 stuff, and just want to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers out there working hard, and all you out there during this time period, stay safe, stay healthy, and if this is a way that you can entertain yourself and watch this movie distantly with us, just Google it. You'll find it, I'm sure. And if not, I don't know. We're going to try to paint a picture for you of the shit show we're watching. A little bit of background. This is a movie. It's on Philip Seymour Hoffman's IMDb. No one seems to know any information about this film. We asked his sister. We asked Amos Poe. This is like the true lost Hoffman film. Anything else you remember from it, Kyle?
No. I know there's boobs.
So we're going to press play from our weirdo Polish site. As you mentioned, we're going to watch it silently, but it's English words, but a Polish dub. Schuler means risk in Polish, I believe.
No, I think it means cheat.
Cheat? Okay, cheat. That's what it means. You're right. So there you go. You remembered something else from the movie.
No, it's just because I recently was like looking at the Wikipedia or whatever. So.
All right. So, not that it matters. I'm going to press on go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Kestar Films. Oh, this is going so fast. An Adek Drabinsky film.
Cheat.
Ooh.
There we go. So, English title. So, yeah, no one seems to know how Hoffman wound up in this. It might be his first film. It might be one of his first films.
Hoffman, right there.
Wow. His sister told us that she remembered he went to Europe, and that's about it. So I'm assuming when he went to Europe, he shot this film.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'm assuming they shot, you know, like in Poland, so that's kind of cool. Like in Poland in the... Again, we're not sure exactly even what year. Like, this might be like 89, 90, right? This might be...
It says 91 and 93 in most places, so I'm not sure what that means.
So... It would be tied, because then... Or no, what was Triple Bogey on a par 5 hole? Was that 1990?
Around the same time? I'm pretty sure Triple Bogey is the first, but this might be the second.
Oh, foodie scene. Right?
Are you going to cover this film on Foodie Films?
Well, the scene at least, yeah.
And just a reminder,
guys. Do you think
that's
a night? Is that a port, or is that just a standard a house red of sorts?
I don't know what they drink in Poland, like most commonly.
Oop.
Oh my god! You know what I totally forgot about this film? That's going to make it super weird, but super appropriate.
What's that?
It takes place during a plague.
Oh,
where they have to experience some social distancing themselves.
Really?
How weird is that?
Oh, that's not probably. Don't be spitting on cards. That's just this guy needs to learn.
I think this is before they know.
Oh, okay. It's before we knew too. There's just so many things I'm watching these days that I'm just like, oh no.
How appropriate of a film though. Wow. So I guess April Fool's is more like
on us.
Yeah, April Fool's on us. Just some context as well. I'm not sure if this film copy that we're watching from this website has ads or not. If it does, we'll let you know. And of course, as always, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter.
That, yeah. That looked and more this was... like a port glass right there.
And by the way, if you hear people in the background, it's probably, well, my dogs or significant others who have to be home at certain points. So apologies for that, but we can't exactly kick them out at this point.
I'm all alone. Right now. Well, if someone... Not, you know.
Yes, not in general.
Not in general. But it's okay if you are. You're never, what is it? What's the saying? There's something, like...
I don't know.
You're something, but you're never alone, or you're alone, but you're never... You might be lonely, but you're never alone, right?
Ah, okay. Makes sense. You have us to watch this classic with us.
Oh, weaponry. So what do we know what time period this is supposed to be? I'm on the Schuller film and the Wikipedia page, but it's in Polish, the Wikipedia page.
I don't know. It looks like... I don't know. 1600s? I'm just guessing.
I went 1600? Or no, I would think the 1800s.
Could be. Could be, too.
Or, I'm sorry, I meant to say the 18th, like...
Like 1700s?
Yeah, like 18th century or early 19th century. Like, I'm just, I don't know, this looks very, like, Napoleon-esque to me.
Oh, true. I actually think you might be right about that.
Or, like, yeah, I don't even know, what year was, like, Barry Lyndon supposed to take place? Just any film that looks like this, I just always think of Barry Lyndon. Oh. So is this man a cheat right now? Is that what we're... So this doesn't even have subtitles on it?
No, it just had the dub.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, I just pulled up the Rotten Tomatoes page, and so, yeah, Schuller, cheat. The year is 1750. Oh, that guy just got wasted.
Okay, you were right. You were right on the nose.
Europe is in a ravaged state following a plague.
Oh, my God.
Victor Moritz, and, yeah, this seems a little insensitive right now. Jeez, what are we doing? Oh, no, there wasn't a bullet in it. Are these guys lovers? Am I remembering that right?
We couldn't really figure that out. Honestly, I'm understanding a lot more with the audio off, though, right? Like, because you're not, like, hearing that language we don't know over it.
Yeah. We should watch it sometime with a Polish person. Or a person that speaks or understands Polish. It just doesn't need to be a Polish person. But Victor Moritz and Rufalf de Sevres are gamblers, frequenters of elegant casinos, and fashionable brothels. Rudolph is a young aristocrat, charming and charismatic. So I'm assuming that's the blonde guy we just saw. Mm. His degenerate behavior has an animal intensity. Victor, though leading the life of libertine, remains to one side. He is a man of a refined taste, hence the port, despite his low birth, and buys his noble title thanks to his gambling skills. Victor and Rudolph have been inseparable friends for years. The Then two young, beautiful, innocent people. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Then two young, beautiful, and innocent people, a brother and sister, enter their life.
Interesting.
So it just seems like, so it's like Barry Lyndon meets, like, Caligula.
Meets, like,
Little Women.
Or, I was going to say, pick your disease movie.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Contagion or, no, Outbreak.
Outbreak, yeah.
Because there's monkeys in this movie. on Rotten Tomatoes, it says a runtime of 130 minutes. God, I hope that's not true. And in theaters, March 10th, 1994, wide.
Okay, that was the wide release, but other places I saw 91, so maybe it went to like a Polish festival or something before that.
Yeah,
who knows?
Are they drunk or are those plague people?
I think it's plague people.
Plague people.
Because they're people with, like, with masks and stuff. Wow. I did not even remember this subplot.
Yeah.
We'll get Hoffman soon enough. If I remember correctly, he's in the film quite a bit. It's not like a one-scene thing that we had to deal with early on in our run originally on P.S. I Love Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This isn't like, what is that? My gun? My second? My gun.
New gun. My new gun.
And
if you guys have figured it out, I usually mention this, but I didn't. This is a rewatch we're doing. We're watching this together. I think I mentioned that, but it's if you want to hear the original episode, be my guest. It's in the archive at cageclub.me. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, climbing through. Oh, wait, isn't it? Yeah. Look at him. He's a little stable boy.
I think we get our first Hoffman sex scene or something close to it.
Are they the brother and sister?
No, I don't think so. I think he's just like a stable boy. They could be. I don't remember. And that was kind of going to be my point. Like, you could listen to
it. Looks weird there. He looks. His, like, chin looks very...
I didn't catch that. What, do you think he's wearing a prosthetic?
Almost, yeah. Right? Doesn't look really... He looks like...
He's just young.
He looks like Gerard Depardieu there.
Good athletic skills by him here.
Well, he was a wrestler in high school, so
true. Oh, and I was going to say, like, our original episode probably not going to provide that much more context. FYI, I think we know more now than we did at the time.
Know more, or just like understand that there's just like, or maybe it's just, we're a bit more like at the time we were just like, this is such a mystery. And while it still is like a mystery, at least like. As you said, it's not like Amos Poe or like his sister like knows much about it.
Yeah, I think we've given up more at this point of like truly trying to understand this film. God, he's so young.
Love in the time of Corona. Ooh.
Maybe he is the brother. I don't remember. I know she's definitely a sister, right? This is the Caligula part.
Oh, yeah, wow, wait, I forgot about this. That's very Caligula. And that's how you also spread diseases, so... Or viruses.
Wow, again, a lot of Hoffman screen time.
And it's just so, like... it's not even, like, I want to know about, like... Even, like, truly understand the movie and, like, the plot and, like... I just want to know his story and and whoa, that's American, or maybe not, I don't know. But just like how he became a part of this, you know, like it's just, and it has such a great poster too. I'm looking at that and I'm looking at someone's letter.
Yeah, it's clearly not like a low budget film, right? Like it's not a low budget film. Like it's a period piece. It has some great artwork. It doesn't feel like it's like a super indie. I know it's not big Hollywood, but you know, you almost think that someone with a lot of money invested in this, but maybe not a lot of Hollywood experience, we'll say.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm curious. On like the, again, yeah, like, I mean, I would watch the movie in a heartbeat if there was a, either just properly English subtitled, or for some reason, like, I don't, like, I think at some points they're talking in Polish, or no, was that not the case?
No, it's just all, it's English. It's, yeah, the, it is dub English, is...
but then the dub that we could always only find was in Polish, which, again, we did the whole, like, wasn't that the whole, didn't Mike Manzi come on and explain that whole,
oh, something like Russia Cold communist War stuff.
Era? Yeah. Yeah, so check out that episode, too.
Yeah, that was fun. That was one of our in-betweens. So I'm realizing that maybe most of you out there for this April Fool's episode are not watching along. Kyle, why don't you describe what happened in the last scene and what's happening right now on screen, especially with our main man, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, he's now in, having a good, as they say in Young Frankenstein, a roll in the hay.
Yes, literally. Quite literally.
Yeah, and he is ravaging, or maybe she, it's consensual. That's for
it's
sure.
It's consensual, it's certainly mutual. They're,
yeah, skin they're on skin, ravaging. That is some, yeah. But is that his or hers?
I can't tell right
if
now.
It, that was hers, because I just saw long hair. He is on the bottom, yeah. She is going to town. So, okay, I'm in this situation, I am now hoping they're not brother and sister?
No, they're definitely not, unless it's a lie or something.
And he is, yeah, whoa. Okay, now she just took some hay to block her undercarriage in a carriage house, and now it's the morning time. But in the scene before, as you said, this is like when I was getting my Caligula, it was a room filled with like alcohol and fire and just,
and
I'd
fruit.
Say, from fruit, yes, and I'd say...
food to fail.
Yeah, there you go. I'd say about... Oh, there's some more boobs. Oh, wait, what just happened?
There, oh, sorry. We're watching together and I forgot. I can't, like, search IMDb because I'll change the window.
Gotcha.
You know? So that's what I did.
So, yeah, it was very... A lot of... I'd say at least, like, 20 people just, like... having a sexual ball, and now we have some citrus. Wait, was he, I thought that was a lemon. What was that? He just took a bite out of it.
Yeah, because he wants to squeeze
or,
it.
Or
no, I think it is a citrus fruit because he's like
citrus
trying
fruit
to
that he just like totally bit took a, the.
Yeah, and he's trying to put it in someone's eye.
Oop, and
a lot of naked women and men in
and
this
men
film.
Equal opportunity. Wait, but then they that's weird. They pull blankets and clothes, but then they throw it back on one another. Throw hay on one another. It's very.
It's erotic. I would call this film an erotic film.
Yes. What's the other? Oh, like Eyes Wide Shut. You know.
Yeah, no, it had definitely has Eyes Wide Shut vibes.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this scene. Here we
of
go. Here's some more. Here's a woman.
So what's happening?
Woman riding a white stallion naked. Or I don't know if it's a, or wait, are stallions just male horses or
I don't want to get into this now, but okay. No, I recently there's an episode of Impractical Jokers where they're like, what's a stallion? What's a filly? What's a steed? So many horse terms.
Yeah. Filly I know is female. Steed I'm pretty sure is male.
Colt.
Colt, bronco. Colt is a young horse. I know that from
Gelding.
Three Ninjas.
So the lady is naked on this horse, and the two like main guys are naked on top of each other, admiring her. But it's more of a jovial scene. It's not like a screwed up scene. It looks like some kind of joke is going on.
Literally and figuratively enjoying the fruits of life. And there's the man that walked the horse in that has the naked woman on it is also carrying a plate with a bottle of wine and two glasses filled with, I believe it's white wine.
Yeah. He seems more, sorry, not the guy who walked in, but like one of our main characters here seems more attracted to the horse than the woman.
Well, so as I read before, I think that's like Rudolfo or whatever his name is. And the other, and the blonde is that guy. And he's just like off the hinges. And Victor is just like the gambler and just trying to get higher up in society. That's what I'm getting from this.
And I don't know if they're lovers or just close friends.
I mean, they definitely...
Oh, they just kissed on the mouth, so...
I think they're just, yeah, everyone's just like, you know, it's just like, whatever makes you feel good.
Very hedonistic.
Yes, there we go. That's a better than just saying whatever makes you feel good. I'm just trying to Let me see if, like, there was, in the past couple of years, if there's, like, any new articles of any kind. Ooh, Library of Congress, Shuler. Let's see.
By the way, Caligula, is that a foodie film?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure there's foodie scenes, but I haven't watched in a long time. I mean, there is a scene, I think, that he feeds a penis to a dog, so there you go.
Oh, look at this. What's happening right now?
Is it slow-mo? Oh, he slashed just the back of the horse's ass. And then, oh, yeah, doesn't Victor go into, like, a coma or something? The frame rate is very weird right now, and I don't think it's too...
I think it's part of the movie.
Yeah, oh, that, right? And then he hits a branch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it was kind of a setup. Oh, now I remember the plot of this film. No, right? Because, like, he they're, like, supposedly friends, but he kind of screws him over to take his wealth.
Also a little bit of Count of Monte Cristo in here, right?
Yeah, I could see that, too.
You know, just, I mean, period piece and the screwing over for money. I mean, it's a tale as old as time. song as old as rhyme.
Oh, I think this might be his sister.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think, like, he invited her over because he said, oh, we're going to screw this guy over or whatever. Huh. Like, just something like that. We'll figure it out. Or maybe not. Who knows?
Wait, was that
we get Hoffman. Yeah, it is him. It is Hoffman.
Oh, okay, for a second, I thought our main man was holding a candelabra, and I got excited.
He was just
carrying Victor.
Yes.
I wish we could hear what he was whispering right now. Is he revealing what he truly did, or is he being... Is it a loud enough whisper that he's letting everyone hear his thoughts? And look at our main like man, just like kind of in top left frame, just
yeah. Like you said, we need to get someone who speaks Polish to do another rewatch, a proper rewatch of this.
Yeah,
or maybe it won't even be rewatch. Maybe we'll just take notes and give it its proper like full episode.
Yeah, we should. Like, I mean, by all means, I'd love to, you know, have someone on as a guest. But at the same time, for like distraction, maybe we should just send them the audio for them to listen to.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, just like in that sense, and like, and just write it down. I don't like, and then, and it's just so we have it in front of us and we can like transcribe it and then
we might need to dip into the Cage Club Podcast Network fundage, the you know, the old bank account, the Joey's Black Card, to pay someone to do it for us, because it is probably a lot of work to transcribe this silly film.
Well, people got time.
I'm sure we could go on like Fiverr or some like website like that and find like someone who knows Polish and see what their rate is. It might be worth it. It might be like, hey, I'll do it for $20.
Yeah, toss them like a couple of sawbucks or something.
Hoff fans, if you're out there and you know anyone who speaks Polish who's willing to translate this film for us, please, by all means.
Yeah. And don't Shuler us out of money.
Sorry, my wife in the background mentioned that one of her nursing friends speaks Polish. And I'll say this to you right now, wife of mine.
My wife.
I'm pretty sure she's busy right now. I mean, I can ask.
So the director is Adek Drabinski. Let me see if I can find anything on the... this guy, Wikipedia. He is an older gentleman now.
There's a lot of fun in this film.
Yeah, there is. Well, it's, yeah, well, you know, it's like simpler times, and it's just like there's all, you know, I don't know. I think people are just riding horses a lot and having sex and eating fruit.
When the classes weren't as assimilated as they are today, when there was like an upper class and like a peasant class.
Yeah, not really. Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Not that middle ground.
My God, did the upper class have a good time at it. I get why they didn't want these like social revolutions in their countries and stuff. Could you imagine if this was your day?
Yeah, but it just surprises me that there like actually wasn't more like revolution. Not even like, I'm not saying like large scale revolutions, but just like more like massacres, like just like a stable boy going in and slitting the person's throat in the middle of the night or something.
It is kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, eventually, like, during this time period, there are a lot of revolutions, but I know we're thinking of, like, times previous.
Yeah, because also, like, I mean, I'm not going to try to get, then bring in, like, racism to the table, too, but it's not, like, the era of, like, in the South during slavery, and then if, like, there was a slave uprising, it's like, well, where do we go now? People, like, know if we're down here, we're most, you know, most likely slaves versus there. You're a stable boy, you just, I don't know, continue living, and if someone wealthy shows up to the mansion, you kill them too. I don't know. That's what I would do.
You never thought you'd get advice of how to incite an 18th century revolution on P.S. I Love Hoffman, but you just did.
But you just did. You're welcome.
Okay. So this is the sister.
Okay. Right? So then the other two are just, so Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, and the woman he's been rolling in the hay with are just...
I think they're just like servants and such.
Yeah.
Oh, this might be... What's his name's sister? The guy who's like passed out. Because that would be intriguing.
This guy and the other woman, I mean, he just met them.
Oh, didn't we compare this guy to John Harden, our friend who's been on... this podcast before?
Oh, I don't remember. You have a better memory than I do.
I think so. That's my
I see
apologies.
It. Because he looks like Glenn Howerton.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Always
too.
Sunny,
that's true,
which
too.
We've said John looks like.
Again, apologies for the dog barking. We're all in here together, just waiting out our own version of an infectious illness.
So the director, he, as far as selected filmography on his Wikipedia, Schuller's the first one, then 1997, A Trap, which I'm just assuming, I'm not clicking on it, I don't really want to know, but I'm assuming it's an Admiral Akbar spinoff movie.
Oh yeah, of course, I think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Look at John Harden's body.
It's tight. For all those.
So right now, if you're not watching, I guess a brother and sister tandem, as you alluded to, has come to the manor, and one of them seems to be the blonde dude's lover, the saboteur, if you will.
Mm. Rudolph.
Rudolph, yes. But there's definitely some tension.
She's toying with him. This guy toys with a lot of people.
Did you say this takes place in Poland, or is that not identified?
I don't... wait, let me click on, like, one of the first things I was, just to see. There's just so many different, like, dates being... No, it just says Europe is ravaged.
Hmm. I wonder if it's supposed to be Poland, or France, or what.
I mean, it's got to be, like, one of, like, yeah, and like, in that, like, swing of countries, right? You
know? Well, it was very
it could
common.
Be Austria, for all we know.
Yeah, true. No, it was very common for the upper class at the time. You know, they were more like each other than the peasants of each country. Because, like, they knew more of the trends from the other rich people in the other country. So It's kind of hard to tell. I'm not, like, a periodist who can be like, oh, she's wearing a dress from... you know, this country. However, maybe the person who did this movie isn't either. It's just generic.
Don't hate on Magdalena Beardzica. Zika. Yeah, Beardzica. Yeah, there we go. That's probably how you say it.
Kyle, you're going to have to run the ship for the next 30 seconds to a minute. My computer's dying and I need to plug it in.
Okay. So, now we've got Victor's sister is kind of like sneaking throughout the house. Oh, and there Rudolph is with his nose so bright is catching her. And she's quite lovely. He's not a bad looking guy. It's also very like Man in the Iron Mask era, you know, outfits. Now he's serving them. Here we go. Food scene, people. Ooh, is that a Le Creuset pot? A nice, Dutch oven. but he's serving them soup. We just recently talked about a famous soup scene on my show, Foodie Films. Brian was on that, and we talked the scene from The Birdcage, when Hank Azaria makes a peasant soup with an egg, a huevo, in it. And now these guys... This guy also looks a little like Tom Hardy. Yeah. But, nice food. They got a pheasant on the table, I think. I don't know much about birds. Brian knows more about birds than I do. He said on numerous occasions he'd like to do a big year. So maybe we'll find out what kind of bird that was. But
oh, I missed a bird?
Well, they're on the table. It's dead. I think it's a pheasant of some kind. It was definitely... It was still all feathered and everything, so it would be easier to tell than, like, a cooked goose, perhaps. But I mentioned this is a foodie scene, and they're eating soup, and we had a famous soup scene on Foodie Films that we talked about.
Oh, yes, from The Birdcage.
Yeah.
Speaking of birds. So, it does look like a pheasant, or maybe a grouse.
Yeah. Ooh.
A Cornish hen, perhaps? Maybe it's a little too big for a Cornish hen.
Yeah, no, just a chicken. I don't know.
So, traditionally I have a beer during the episode, and I'm drinking a beer, so I feel like I'm at this feast.
Oh, I should have grabbed a beer.
I mean, you can. I can ship here.
You can carry the load right now? This is a heavy load.
I'll carry the load.
Okay, I'll be right back, foodies. I mean, I'm sorry, Hoff fans.
Whoa, yeah. Know what show you're on. All right, while Kyle's getting a beer, I'll narrate. So it seems like this guy's saying, like, oh, this meal looks delicious, and now I'm rich, handsome man. And the handsome man is like, oh, this meal is delicious. Now we're rich, too. The sister nods in approval, which is cool. I think Kyle described that we're at this bountiful table. All right,
I'm back.
I was just overdubbing the voices myself in English.
Ah, very good.
Well, it was kind of more narrating. I wasn't like, oh, wow, this table has a lot of good food on it.
My earrings are long and dangly.
What's better than a cigar? Very phallic.
We're getting into Mystery Science Theater territory.
Except they cannot see what we're doing.
I am drinking, this is an appropriate beer I'm drinking. I'm drinking the Yonkers Raise IPA.
Very good beer.
If you guys follow, especially High School Slumber Party... right now, but my podcast as well, but I haven't released the episode yet. Brian celebrated his 100th episode of High School Slumber Party by having a live event at Yonkers Brewery in, you know, Yonkers. And many of the Cage Club family was there. So, very cool event. Again, congratulations, Brian, on 100 episodes.
Thank you. And we did it right before the whole... you know, quarantine.
Yeah.
So it was, just to be clear.
Yeah, it was before everything went down.
But, I mean, I look forward to doing another one because we had a blast, and I think the episode, mine episode, turned out great, and I'm sure yours did as well because John, your guest from the brewery, was amazing, and he answered so many good questions.
Yes, a great host and a great guest.
Absolutely. So I'm drinking a beer from Brooklyn, Collective Arts, and it is delicious. It's a guava goose.
Ooh, that's perfect for
you. It tastes like guava. Yeah, I mean, I was a little afraid to drink it the other day because I haven't been feeling the sours as much for the acidity, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like,
sours to me aren't really binge drinking beer.
Like, no.
If you're going to be drinking for a while, it's probably not a good choice, and we've been kind of cooped up here, but... It's the middle of the day today, so I said, why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly, why not?
These times are perfect for session beers. I know this is more Foodie Films chat, but, you know, sessions, low alcohol percentage that you could drink throughout the day. You know, you don't want to get, like, plastered and be hungover at night or something. So it's... Maybe I'll go pick up some session... Well, I shouldn't leave the home. I'll go order some session beer or support a local business and... carry out some session beer.
Yeah, breweries are, you know, really, you know, they had to step up their game, as many people in the service industry, but just making it convenient and also, you know, mayors or even, you know, of certain cities are governors allowing it for you to, take alcohol with your orders, which was never a thing before. Just one step closer to an open container city.
That would be nice. That would be nice. So we don't even have an open go outside city.
Yes.
So, Kyle, is this a grotto? Secret garden? I was going to say, is it a grotto? But it could be a secret garden.
This is the grotto at the Playboy
Yes.
The famous grotto. Ooh, what kind of
It looks like something. This? Looks like something that would be in like a 1990s wedding venue.
This actually looks like the scene from Dunstan Checks In when he's searching.
Hashtag Monkey Club.
For the Ponga Pygmaeus. Ooh, grapes.
Low-hanging fruit, Kyle. It wasn't that low.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, exactly. That was...
So, again, if you're not watching along, and I highly suggest you do, and if you're like, hey, I really want to follow this movie, it seems crazy, we don't want to share it because, honestly, the fear is not like us getting in trouble because I doubt it. It would be that us sharing it would cause some algorithm to take it down and then we'd never see it again. So if you really want to watch the movie with us and you can't find the Polish link we're talking about, send us a private message and we'll send it to you that way. I think like it's less visible that way.
Can you easily see what the time code is on it right now?
If yes.
You just like put your...
Oops, I paused it, but only for 2 seconds. Don't worry, I shouldn't. The time code is 3219. 3220, 3221.
Ooh. Sudsy. Oh, doesn't he fall right now?
I think so, yeah.
Or he falls at some time. What is it? It's very phallic. Whatever.
Yeah, that I remember us talking about it. Like, do you remember the phallic sculpture?
Oh, and I didn't even think about it, but phallic and the way the soap suds are falling down from it. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I thought about it.
Well, I'm just thinking of it. Look at those juicy grapes. That sounded weird.
Yeah, so they're washing this, like, penis-like structure. I think it's on purpose to freak her out.
It has to be.
Right? Like, and there's, like, suds.
Oh, that isn't our main man. I thought it was, for sure.
Oh, I thought it was, too. And you don't mean our main man. Friend of the show, Chessmaster John Harden, who's in this shot.
Oh, there we go. That's one way to take a bath.
You don't get bathed like that?
I didn't say I didn't. I just said that's one way.
Oh, you thought he was going to be gone forever, but he woke up.
Victor is awake and catching Rudolph peeping.
10 minutes after, like in movie time, after he was knocked unconscious. So I really thought that was just like most of the plot.
Victor. Wow, we got it.
We could read lips, yeah.
Ah, Rudolph, with your nose so bright.
He doesn't suspect him at all.
It's just interesting, just even with Rudolph with his blonde hair, just wearing like the very, like the light, the gold colored, and Victor usually wears the more darker, bold. Is that his sister taking a bath, though, that he's going to show?
No, there's no brother and sister related to them. The brother
and sister
are John Harden and the other guy.
That's what it is, yeah. Go ahead.
No, continue.
No, I was just... It was going to go into what Philip Seymour Hoffman movies are available on streaming services right now, but...
Oh, I mean, that's a great topic. Before that, though, I just wanted to question quickly something you said before. Like, how does he get involved with this, right? Like, he doesn't just go to Europe, see that there's a movie shooting, and...
Yeah, like, who did he meet in the States? Like, you know, so we know he went to NYU... And not soon after NYU, like, it was, you know, triple bogey on a par 5 hole. He had that, like, a lot of people Law and Order, like, appearance. Is it just a stationary shot? Is also, this movie's weirdly cropped, or is it, that was a jump cut right then.
No, remember we saw this, that it seems like there's missing scenes in the film.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's because of the content. Like... I don't think so, because we've already seen a lot of bodies of men and women. But last time we watched this copy, there seemed to be like a couple just jump cuts to missing stuff.
Yeah, it's also just weirdly cropped, right? Or like, is that just how...
It's weirdly cropped because of the way I'm sharing it. It's not like a... I can full screen it, see?
Oh, okay.
It's just, I can't click anything else if I do that.
Oh.
But I don't mind. Because you've been doing You've been doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, wow, really, John Harden really did. Yeah.
We have to screenshot this somehow, but I don't want to stop the movie.
Next time he's on, I'll take a picture with my phone at least.
Okay. If not, I was going to just do it later when I'm editing, because I'm probably going
to
edit.
But I just even
want
to like, text
care
it to
there.
John right now.
Oh, yeah. So we can have a fast reaction. Text it in a group text.
Yeah. And she, you know, she looks like, I feel really bad not remembering her name, but Bobby Cannavale's wife.
Oh, Rose Byrne.
Thank you. She looks like Rose Byrne. Yeah.
We should remake this. Who would play the blonde guy? Who would play, what was his name again? Sorry. Pierre.
Rudolph.
Rudolph? Who would play Rudolph?
I don't know. At one point, I think the guy that plays, who's the bad guy from The Patriot?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about him the other day because my wife cannot stop watching Harry Potter films. So he's Malfoy's dad in that.
I took a picture of the screen right now, but I want like a better straight on of his face. Maybe we'll get it.
Oh, we'll get it. There's a lot of close-up in this film. That's
oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That was so awkward. Like, I want like one more, just because that was a very gnarly smile he was doing. And I want. Oh, damn
innocent.
It. I missed it. Oh, there we go. Wait. The stamp. Just be looking.
So John Harden was on an episode with me on your podcast, Foodie Films.
Yes.
Right. Sir. He was on Mike and Earth on.
Now John will understand why we're saying it looks like him.
But he was also on this podcast twice for Capote and for Twister.
Yes. Two very fun episodes.
Yeah. Original run, of course. Now, this is weird that brother and sister are getting naked with each other.
It's
strip poker, I'm assuming, right?
Early stages of strip poker. Strip, no, I always said that weird.
I'm just letting you know that that's how I take off my shirt, too. Like, two hands, like, in the middle, just throwing it off.
I actually kind of do take my shirt off that way.
Which podcast were you on recently where you compared yourself to the Beast after, you know, when he turns back into a human?
Was it the live
event? It might have been the live event.
Okay, so let me get John.
He has a little bit, like, bigger of a nose and a longer face than John Harden, so.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get offended. But he kind of smiles like him. Send it in a group text.
Yeah. I'm gone. Smile.
I think they're plotting to take money as well. Like, there's a lot of money plots here.
Yes, definitely. I think, everyone's trying to get richer and more status.
Status was a big thing in 1750s Poland. That kind of looks like a modern cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it definitely was like an older entranceway, and they just, like, if they turned that shot around, it probably was like a modern building or something.
So now we have Rudolph walking around with a telescope?
I guess so.
Yeah. He's got a telescope.
Seems to be that way. It's more phallic stuff.
Very phallic film. Look how he's holding it.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding the telescope in a phallic way. I hope you guys are enjoying this out there, because this is probably one of the weirdest podcasts I've ever done in terms of subject matter.
Definitely. And so I sent the pictures. Did you get the text with the pictures?
Opening my phone now.
I didn't say anything, though, so I don't know if you want to add a little something to Mr. Hart.
Okay, I'll let him know. Kyle and I are remotely recording a Philip Seymour Hoffman rewatch.
Ray's IPA is delicious. And we learned, quite possibly, their most popular beer at Yonkers Brewery.
I think it overtook the 912 Pilsner.
Yeah.
Yes, beer chat. That's what you wanted here. Anyway. But it is a good beer.
They have a lot of costumes for this movie.
Yeah, it's not a cheap film.
Like, I'm curious. Yeah, and that, like, was there another period piece movie being shot, and then they borrowed, like, costumes from them? It just seemed, like, I mean, if this was such a, you know, like, a big movie, I would just think that there would be some kind of way to watch it. You know, just some kind of way to watch.
I'm just guessing it lost a lot of money, and no one has ever made the effort to do any of that kind of stuff. Get it streaming. But you would think, like, because of the Hoffman connection.
Yeah, you'd think. Okay, so as I said before, I was going to say what Philip Seymour Hoffman movies are available on streaming.
Oh, on streaming,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to go with Netflix and Amazon, because I can look at those. Well, those are the two that I pay for. And
do you have... you don't have Roku handy, right?
Not handy, no.
Okay, because they will tell you too, but...
Yeah, so on Amazon, A Most Wanted Man. I'm just going to say what's available on Prime, but also, like, I can see that...
But you're saying, like, what you don't have to rent, because obviously on Amazon you could rent almost everything.
Yes, like, what you don't have to rent, what's included on Prime.
Yes.
So, A Most Wanted Man, Empire Falls, Montana, Hard Eight, A Late Quartet... And that looks like it as far as what's available. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Leap of Faith. Nobody's Fool.
Wow.
The Yearling.
Nice. Oh, wait, really? We had to order that on DVD.
Yep.
By the way, we're seeing our main man right now.
Oh, yeah, so let's pause and talk about him.
Flirting with his... made friend. Well, we did see him, and they were raking leaves and having a good time at it. Where is this? Like a
medieval
like a horse?
Times.
It's like a horse performance center, like an indoor horse.
An equestrian.
Oh, is he watching them have sex while on top of a horse? Yes, he is.
Oh. Oh,
so that's... Rudolph is on a horse circling.
He's riding the horse while she's riding him.
Yes. Rudolph is circling Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's chained up. While the other servant lady person is on top of him in a sexual manner.
As far as...
he's blindfolded, too.
And there's, like, leather straps and paddles around. I mean, as far as... I know this isn't medieval times, but medieval torture goes, I'm not against it.
You're not against torture. You want to put that on the
record? If this is torture...
Oh, oh.
You know.
To quote the great Cheech Marin...
You just beat me to it.
In Oliver and Company playing the Chihuahua.
If this is torture, chain me to the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe I should let you do that since you're
No, it's fine. Fireworks.
Well, that's Philip Seymour Hoffman's sexual.
Oh, God.
Oh, John Harden just replied, ladies and gentlemen. I see it in the smile.
I told you it was a smile. Now he's responding to because I put you need to be in a period piece, and he said, oh, I forgot. I feel bad. I forgot he had a play in Boston that was a period piece that got canceled. Ouch. Sorry. Well, thank you for replying, John Harden, on the air.
I'm throwing you under the bus right now.
Why?
I said, I didn't know that. I would have been more sensitive.
You did know that. He told us at that brunch.
Well, then I forgot. Then I'll write that.
You could always go with, like, oh, I didn't realize it was a period piece.
Yeah, so John is an actor, as we said, and he is also our brunch buddy, which, you know, me from New Jersey and Brian from, you know, the northern tip of Manhattan go out to Queens to visit John for brunch. And we're saying we should do like maybe a virtual brunch soon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. So, I'd like it.
My cousin has invited me to a couple of them, and I'm like, come on, I can't do this every day.
Well, yeah, no, you can't do it every day, but yeah, like once a week, like even like, I wasn't even like sure about this whole like virtual, you know, like, not virtual, whatever, but just like, I'm like
it sounds so like wrong when you say virtual.
Yeah, like, you know, but just, right. You know, like I don't FaceTime people like ever really or anything like that. And so to have like full conversations, I'm like, that's just gonna be weird with my, and I still don't think like our core group of friends would necessarily do it.
I mean, I don't know. The thing is, like, you and I are used to podcasting so much. I know we're not seeing each other's faces, but it's certainly like, I don't really have the barrier anymore of just talking to someone like this that I might have if I wasn't a podcaster, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I thought it was going to be hard or anything like that to do. I just thought it would be weird, but I guess by podcasting it has made it less weird. I'll wait for and take another picture of John right now while Victor's talking.
Yeah, and then get back to that streaming thing. I'm curious.
Oh, yes, okay. John, turn around. Oop, Rudolph! Rudolph's in a balcony. Oh, there we go. There's John.
This is like his casino.
Yeah.
So there's a casino scene, guys.
Okay, so I think that's it for Amazon Prime. Just scrolling through to make sure I didn't miss anything. But that was a decent amount. But again, but there's so many like that are available to rent on Amazon.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, I'm seeing Twister, Red Dragon, Hunger
And if
Games.
We're getting The Yearling, wow.
Yeah. Scent of a Woman, Big Lebowski, Next Stop Wonderland, Punch Drunk Love, Mary and Max, Along Came Polly, State and Maine. Like, all these you can rent on there. So, but as far as then Netflix, I know there's less. There's only 4, but, even I would just say more like 3. There's The Master, Magnolia, Talented Mr. Ripley, and then, so that's like the 3, and then The Invention of Lying.
Oh, I thought there was more. I guess not.
Maybe they've changed recently. I know Boogie Nights was on there for a while, so I guess.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe they took it off. But then also, I think Netflix is about to put a bunch more on just for the, obviously, reasons of everyone, a lot of people being home, more free time. There's,
that, is that a macaw? Yeah, it's a macaw, technically. Yeah. You prefer the blue macaw or the red macaw?
I think the blue.
So, I think you mentioned I'm a bird guy, but I want to be clear. Like, I'm not an own-a-bird guy. Like, I know nothing about that.
No, I just said that you want to do a big year someday.
Yeah, yeah. I love, you know, watching birds and, like, interesting birds and stuff, but I'm not like I work in animal care, so like I don't mind petting a dog or stuff like that. Like I'm not cool with like a bird on my shoulder, not like for a resort photo, but like I'm that kind of guy who's gonna walk around every day with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's just a little too much.
Or like a cockatoo. I mean, you see some people like that who just,
ooh, what's really Rudolph doing right now? Ooh. He's gonna kill, I don't know what this guy's name is, we'll just call John Harden. Yeah.
Yeah, he pulled out an old-fashioned revolver.
Not a revolver. Pistol.
It's not? Oh, it's a pistol.
Revolver means, you know.
I thought it was. It is a pistol, you're right.
Revolvers weren't introduced into the weaponry world until the late 19th century.
Sorry, I'm not a gun guy.
Well, that's the only way we're going to get rid of that Rona.
Yeah, shooting it.
Get guns and shoot at it, tell you.
Look at this hat that this lady has. Sorry, I know I shouldn't be thinking about that, but did you see that lady's hat? It briefly went on screen. It's left of your screen. It's like pointing out.
Yeah, I see the tip of it.
That's the side you're seeing.
Wow.
He's been cheating the whole time. Now I remember this.
Wait, who's been cheating? John?
No.
Victor?
Victor. he amassed his wealth through cheating. I believe there's like more cards there than there should be. Oh, I don't think we learned that yet, but I think something along the line. Someone's cheating somebody.
Ooh, Rudolph is giving off a lot of like Joker vibes to me.
Oh man.
Also, someone really good at lip reading would probably be good to watch this with.
Yeah, maybe.
Since they are speaking English.
I'm probably like hearing less now, well, obviously, but I'm also paying more attention to the acting. So it's like a trade-off. But yeah, we need to translate this. So I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking as we've been watching this. The only probably way, or at least the best way of us...
Wait, but what's happening now? Victor shoots who? John or Rudolph?
Oh, I guess he shot Rudolph. We'll see in a second.
His eye line's more towards John. But I think he thought that there wasn't a bullet in it. He looks very... like, what happened?
It might have been something like, I never put a bullet in the gun. And he actually did. Yeah, it is John.
It's John.
This is all part of Rudolph's ploy.
Yeah. Again, like very. This is very Count of Monte Cristo-esque.
What I was going to say is there are like a lot of film archivists and independent companies that will buy a lot of these films on cheap and then re-release in like Blu-ray or HD. You know, that's how I watch the new version. Man butt.
Is that?
That's how I watch. Oh, I thought it was a man. It could be a woman.
Two?
No, I think it's. Oh, is it? Okay.
Or a leaf or a smudge of poo?
I thought it was mud. Anyway, so these companies will re-release movies. That's how I watch the gore cut of Tammy and the T-Rex, which is the original.
Ah, yes.
And I've bought in some other, like Vinegar Syndrome, the company in Connecticut that I buy a lot from. Yeah.
Oh, there's our new man in a rainy. Oh, wait, now Victor is very bearded.
Yeah, he went to prison, I believe.
Okay.
For, like, manslaughter. Oh, anyway. The problem is, I don't think that they would take a movie like this, because, like, what's the market? They usually do, like, horror films or really silly films, or, like, gore films.
Yeah.
Or exploitation films. Maybe the nudity in this would convince them. I don't know. We should like write a letter to, or like write on Twitter or write on some social media to one of them. Like, hey, could you buy the rights to this and do this? It's Philip Seymour Hoffman's first film. Like, guys, if you know someone who like works for one of these film companies, do it. We'll buy it. You and I will both buy a copy of Shuler.
Oh, 100%. Again, I love the poster. I kind of want to get the poster, like a smaller, smaller version of it or something, just for wall space reasons.
I know we don't have the tech. But I wonder how much it would be to buy the rights to this film. I was talking to Joey. He says it's not that expensive for like these lost films.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all depends on if we can find in who has it. And once you say, can I buy it, if they then want to be like, well, why do you want to buy it?
We just have to partner with one of these companies, I'm telling you. And they're like, I'll be like, listen, we're just facilitators. If you want to take the profits... fine. I just want the movie.
I would love to. We should figure out maybe like, right? Isn't there in Queens the Museum of like...
Museum of Moving Image?
Moving Image. Like do an exhibit on Philip Seymour Hoffman. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely some nice cinematography in this film. I like the silhouette right now of the carriage and our main man and Victor.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an ugly film either, you know? It's like, has a lot of pretty imagery.
All right, so our main man is like kind of like back in the film now. He's Team Victor.
Again, he is on screen so much in this film, it's amazing.
Yeah, because I think it's literally a minute long in Triple Bogey. And then Scent of a Woman, he's in it. He's in the beginning and at the end. And he doesn't have a whole lot of dialogue, because it's more the one other bully that's like the main bully, right?
Yeah. I'd like to think that he really took this opportunity just to, like, you know, get some experience under his belt.
Yeah, I think so.
I forgot if he has, like, a old-timey accent, a British accent, or he's just talking like himself.
Well, I don't think, at least, I mean, again, for having grown up in Rochester, he sometimes has a very California kind of voice to him sometimes. But,
but I'm pretty sure he doesn't have, like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Like he's, I don't think he has that. I think he just kind of has a version of his normal voice. Because, again, you don't need that. It's so weird that, like, when we want to play old-timey things in another country, we just put British accents.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, but just even, not even, like, old-timey, but, like, there's that movie Valkyrie with hashtag TomTom Club, Cruise Club. And in the beginning, they're speaking in German and there's subtitles, and then they just, like, switch it to them speaking in English. But everyone except for Tom Cruise has, like, a British accent, because you have, like, Kenneth Branagh and just, like, a bunch of British actors playing Nazis.
It's so weird.
So
honestly,
weird,
like,
the decision.
I know it's silly. I know it's silly, but give me the German accent, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And if you can't, if it comes across silly, then you're not good at doing that, because there are, as we saw Philip Seymour Hoffman do in A Most Wanted Man, there are convincing and good German accents without being like, oh, I wonder, you know, getting like all like,
yeah,
silly German.
And I know like Jojo Rabbit is a parody, but not everyone in that has like a Rebel Wilson German accent.
No. Also, yeah, she's Rebel Wilson, so she's going to be over the top in like a satire. But like Scarlett Johansson, really good job.
Mm-hmm. Nominated for an Oscar for that role.
Yeah. And it won adapted screenplay, right?
Original screenplay.
Original? No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
I thought it was adapted from a book.
Let's see. Oh, it could have been adapted. Let's see. I thought I was looking it up the other day. That's why. Yep, you're right.
Ooh, I just clicked on another Polish website and I'm seeing a McDonald's ad for, it's called McDrive.
Yeah, that's what they call it in Europe. They call that in Germany as well.
Oh, okay. I may have been to one in, you know, there, but I didn't know. Didn't pay attention. I thought maybe it was like Corona related.
How many Hoffman scenes? We have another Hoffman scene now. He seems to be assisting and sneaking Victor back into his home through the back door. Does it look like he's aged? Because Victor clearly was in there a while, right? Like, has Hoffman aged?
I guess it's tough for, I don't know, to show him aging. I mean, his hair is a little different, maybe?
What? How long do you think it would take him to grow that beard? Victor, I'm saying, from, he went in clean shaven and he went out with that beard.
That's a solid, ooh, who's this with a gun?
I think we saw this guy earlier. Kind of just like helping out.
I feel like that beard is what, like at least like a, almost like a year long beard, right?
At least, right? I could see this guy playing, what's the guy, the actor, the great actor who plays Fredo?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I could see him playing this guy.
Yeah. Jeez, why am I?
I always say his name, not always, I get his name confused with the guy who plays, like, Christ in Passion of the Christ.
Oh, well, it's John Cazale, right?
That's
who plays Fredo, and then Cavaziel, I think, is
yeah,
Chris,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, from Frequency and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, is it Cazale or is it Cazale? Like, you know, like, I don't know if it's, Such a great actor.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. I wonder if these were naturally lit scenes just like in Barry Lyndon with all the candles and everything.
Candles, yeah. It doesn't, I mean, it looks like it. It might not be, but they actually give it that look. It doesn't feel like, you know, it's stylized with the lighting.
Ooh, is he? What is that?
A tooth?
A tooth. That's a big tooth.
Like a molar.
Yeah. I really wish I knew what was going on right now.
That's okay, because when we do these rewatches, sometimes we forget anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. We haven't seen too much of the plague stuff anymore, right?
I wonder if it's still happening. There really wasn't much showing it, right, besides that one, like, wagon?
Like a couple, yeah, a couple wagons from time to time. I think from the first watch, if I remember correctly, like one of the reasons that they're not like out like doing stuff.
Oh shit! I think I gotta move my. Wait, no, it's 4 o'clock. Never mind. I don't know why someone's honking right now. I thought it was. Sorry, Haw fans. I'll admit it on camera. I heard the street cleaning, but also that's not going on. They said they're going to start doing it again next week, or at least do it next week, just to clean up the streets since it hasn't been going.
Oh, really?
This time,
I know that I know we don't live in the same place, but I was just curious if they were going to do it here.
But I heard. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's 4 p.m. right now, so street cleaning's usually at 1 or 2 p.m. So whatever.
They might be just running it through the street.
I don't know. Not a big problem in these times, I guess. But a nuisance. Yeah, this guy, he's explaining a lot right now. And I don't know what's going on.
This is definitely exposition, you know? Yeah. He's probably telling him how Rudolph is taking his wealth and he's now a wealthy man, but he's probably like, I think he pissed it all away or something like that. Like, and oh, he hasn't been good to his servants. I don't know what you call these parts in movies where, like, you don't have a lot of scenes, but the one scene you have is like a really meaty monologue. Like, this guy's doing it right now. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if this is the guy that, like, at the end, like in the opening credits was like, end, blah, 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 you know, like,
when you get
that honor of, like, you know, Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury.
But, like, I think in a Hoffman film, and she was very much praised for this, was Viola Davis in Doubt had a similar thing where she wasn't in a lot of the film, but she had, the like, such a meaty role.
Yeah, I think even Michael Shannon was like that for Revolutionary Road. I know he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, and he's only in like 2 scenes, but they're like kind of pivotal scenes, and just his
And it's not like
acting in those scenes are just pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was like the big Michael Shannon time. I was gonna say it's not like Anthony Hopkins, who he doesn't have a lot of dialogue, but he's actually in a lot of scenes. In Silence of the Lambs, I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, the screen time doesn't add up, but you see him a lot, and he's very active. Like, this is more like, I don't want to call it a cameo, because it's bigger than that, what this guy's doing right here. It's, like, but you're right, like, in a traditional Hollywood movie, a lot of times it would be played by, like, a real heavy hitter that you could convince, hey, do this movie, this is a great scene for you, and you don't have to be on set a lot of days. I'm not saying this guy is acting like that, but maybe in, like, you know, Poland, he's like the shit.
Yeah, who knows? Not a lot of people, I think. Because... Wait, oh, doesn't this get weird? Isn't there, like, moving pic...
Oh, yes!
I forgot about this.
They invent...
Yeah.
They invent photography.
The clearest photograph ever.
And it's HD. It's even better than when it was...
It's better than what I just took of, like, the cell phone to the screen. Oh, but it disappears?
Because I think that's how their technology works. I forgot about this. It borders on sci-fi now.
This is crazy.
Oh, and no, hell yeah, I love that. But you could only see it once, and then it breaks. Something like that.
Well, they should just take a photograph of it then. Oh.
Why is this in this movie? Like, what purpose does it serve?
It becomes like a weird, like, futurist kind of situation. It's like
maybe it's like The Village and Night Shyamalan.
Ooh.
You know, like, in The Village, like, they're actually not in that time period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe to escape, like, a disease or virus on the outside world, they've, like, isolated themselves in this bubble of 1750s Poland.
And just have rampant sex. And
I mean, it's not that crazy. Maybe it's like a Westworld situation.
I mean, I thought of doing the same thing right now, so... I have, like, a weird time period thing going on in my backyard. I get it. Oh, but now we're back to the scene from the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
where he's much older. So I wonder, like, who this letter is from that's making him recall all of this. Ugh. And he's kind of mullet now? This old man mullet? Like...
What?
Ooh, the ghost of John Harden.
Oh, maybe he faked the death? Is that what happened?
No, but he's like the same age, and that's like much older Victor.
Oh, true.
Oop. Oh, that was a good bullet to the head. Why didn't they show that in like the casino earlier?
I don't know. Maybe they were saving it for this moment.
Phillips
and again, we're getting him the entire film. So Hoff fans, he's in this shot now. I think this is one of the few like screenshots you can get of this film online if you want a picture of it. Like, with Hoffman in it. It's like Hoffman behind the lead.
Behind Victor.
Because I think we shared this art at the time, like of this.
I wonder if he kept that trifold hat.
I hope so. Though I doubt it.
Take a little memento. If it's just like he has to have something from that time. It's just crazy that there's like no like not really like pictures like or like that. I mean, you know, obviously he was a man that was always about the craft. So maybe he wanted to get back to New York and get back on stage or get into audition for the next film or something like that. But you would think, since I'm assuming they paid for him to fly over there, I'll assume that. But who knows? I don't. Maybe. Over to Europe and then just like end up like to like study with somebody or something like that, and then end up being in a film they shot over the summer or in the fall?
So I was gonna say it's not like a given that they paid him to go over. To Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much flights were back then, but I can't imagine, like, I can't imagine he had much money to his name at that point and just having graduated.
No, but, you're young, maybe you just want to, like, bounce around Europe. Like, oh, also, like, I'm going to get paid to do this movie.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though. It's just kind of crazy that there's not, like, I don't know, pictures of him younger in Europe or something like that. Just, I'm saying that, like, it's not, obviously, there's... Maybe not that for, like, a lot of actors out there, but since he's unfortunately passed away, like, I don't know, that there was pictures shared, or just, again, that his sister doesn't really know much about it. It's just all very... I'm intrigued about everything about this, and it's, like, kind of funny that, like, the plot is kind of the last thing, although, again, I would love to be watching this movie right now with the audio. This guy looks like Gerard Depardieu in Three Musketeers. Or, I'm sorry, wait.
No.
No, that's... No, Man in the Iron Mask. He plays Porthos. I wonder what he's up to these days.
Gerard Depardieu?
Mm-hmm.
I remember like 10 years ago he peed on an airplane, like just... He got into a fight with this like a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Because like it was either like, oh, you know, this is where you have to wear your seatbelt and you can't go to the bathroom. So he like just got mad in a very French way and was like, okay, and like just like peed in the aisle. But I remember he was so cavalier about talking about it. Like he would go on TV shows like, well, they did not let me go to the bathroom, so I just pissed in the aisle.
So
like,
I pulled it out and I just let it go. Yeah, it's very cavalier in French.
So he's still alive, which is good. He's 71.
Oh, what's our... Is our main man eating something, or was he whistling? I can't tell.
I think he's whistling. No, he might... No, I think... I don't know. But he is driving a horse and buggy. Going to these ruins here. So describe to everyone what's happening right now, Kyle.
All right, so now Victor had, our main man take him in a carriage, horse-drawn carriage, up to these... ruins of a house and is this Rudolph now? No. Is this Rumpelstiltskin? I don't know. But ruins of a house is, I mean, this isn't the house that like he lived
is
in.
Is it? I don't know. And is that a goose?
That is a goose. I wasn't even, yeah. That is a dead goose. A lot of birds in this movie. Oh, now he's... Oh, no, okay, that wasn't... Let me see your face, and I'll tell you if you're Rudolph. He's blonde hair.
I don't think so.
Hmm. Looks a little bit like Captain Hook.
I don't think it's him. But you never know, I guess.
He has... I can't tell. Like, if he's, like, you know... No, it's not.
No, it's the mustache guy from before.
No.
Isn't it?
The guy that we were saying, like, that showed him the picture stuff?
Oh, it's just a different mustache.
No, yeah.
Why are we getting all these new characters introduced, then?
I mean, this might be a guy from earlier that we don't remember, but it's not. I don't know. He's got a feather on his cheek. And they're circling. Nice scenic view in the distance.
This looks like it was shot, like, they said it was shot in Poland, but this could have been shot in, like, a North American forest as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, this reminds me of, like, a hike I've done in Oakland, New Jersey.
Before, there was a lot more action, and now I think it's more difficult because there's a lot more just, like, dialogue that's happening that we're not sure of.
Now they're, like, solving things or figuring things out, and... I wish there was a Wikipedia page at least that did like a whole plot breakdown or something. We just have.
Didn't you say there was one in Polish?
No, there was no. There's been no there's only summaries. There's not like a plot, you know, like breakdown.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
It'll probably just say the same thing. Like the year is 1770. Europe is in a ravaged state.
Sorry, you just got clubbed in the head with like a glass bottle.
Yeah. Oh, what would that be called? Like you pour the wine into to let it breathe.
Oh. Starts with the C, right?
What's that?
I think it starts with the C.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll look it up. What you let wine breathe in. Oh, decanter.
Yeah. You're close. It's the next letter, D.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy was in the way beginning, right?
Yes. So is this all a ploy?
Yeah, so now we're getting into, like, Clockwork Orange territory of, like, people from the past and getting their revenge or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I remember very, 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 very little from this movie. More than I didn't remember from Synecdoche.
I think it was all the people he cheated at cards.
Oh, well, that would make sense. But I just really want to know then, like, Rudolph's, like, state, because Rudolph definitely seemed worse than Victor.
Ow! But who knows what's truth or lie here, you know? Hoffman, protect your man. He didn't know. He definitely didn't know.
This guy just hitting Victor with a metal. I don't know. Looks like something to use in like a chimney.
Yeah, it's got a hook on it.
And doesn't this guy shoot this guy now or something? I don't know. There's a lot of betrayal. A lot of cheating.
Spoiler alert. Shuler. That's why it's called Shuler.
Shuler. I just thought that was like a guy's name before we like knew anything.
It is. Like, Shuler sounds so much more exotic than cheat. Like, if I heard a movie coming out was called Cheat, I wouldn't think it was a period piece set in, you know, late 1700s Poland.
Yeah. Yeah, just got a classier sound to it. I guess it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
A lot of dialogue here. Sorry, guys. That's why we're quiet.
Captain Hook is back up by the goose. He's got killed. And now the... Oh, wait. Okay, so the guy that beat up Victor is pleading for something, showing his sack of coins.
He's so nonchalant about like lying by this goose.
And now he just shot him.
Shooting people, yeah. And our main man is just watching while this all happens.
What? And he also threw Captain Hook threw a knife from such a distance into a guy's throat.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. And he rides off with his goose.
What a movie. Wait. This is, what's his name?
It's Victor in the still. Bed?
It's Victor. His face looks terrible.
He's maybe lost, I mean, I don't know. He shouldn't have lost, like, a lot of blood or something, but yeah. Got hit in the
Our main man's so loyal.
What's that?
So loyal. He's so loyal, our main man.
Loyal, but why didn't he step in before?
He's not brave. He didn't nurse him back to health. Maybe he would have got shot if he did that.
Yeah, but those guns only have one bullet.
You know a lot about guns.
This is, you have, like, that was the kind of, well, that's what it was back then. Oop, wait. What? Oop, okay, that was definitely a jump cut scene, right?
Yeah, because we just jumped to, unless it's just bad filmmaking, we just jumped to a scene where,
This is Victor's training montage?
Yeah, Victor's training.
He's shooting, like, cabbage from his bedroom to his yeah.
And our main man's putting it on top of a statue outside so he can shoot the cabbage. Ooh, more movie time.
The original slideshow.
What? This says, like, it doesn't, again, we don't know, but it doesn't feel like the plot hinges on this invention.
Unless there's something about, like, memory and he needs, like, after seeing pictures, he's remembering things. I don't know.
But did you need to have it that way? You couldn't have been like, oh, his handkerchief is here. I remember.
So oh, weird. He's getting his picture taken.
Would you trust this device? Oh, he wants, like, one of those cool, like, gangster rap photos of, like, him firing
a
gun.
He looks like Andre 3000 with the bandana around.
What an idiot. Like, if you're going to shoot someone, you shouldn't, like, have evidence, even if it's primitive evidence, and yet he's taking photos of himself, like, shooting things.
Nope, there's Captain Hook. He sees Victor.
Wait a minute.
There's a guy hanging in the background.
That guy's supposed to be dead. And here's Hoffman again, horse and carriage.
With the photographer.
Oh, is he going to, like, show him the photo and be like, this is going to happen to you. You're going to get shot.
You're going to get shot and then disappear.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Ooh. He's chasing after him with a stick, I guess.
Despite, like, training with a gun, he chases after him with a stick.
Wait, but who is this? Who is this guy? Like, he had to have been in the beginning.
I'm assuming he's on Rudolph's payroll or something.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this shot. This location.
Some kind of cathedral we're in. This is our big chase scene.
I forget. Does our main man get any kind of, like, payoff of any kind?
I don't know, because I don't think he has any... he got plenty of payoff at the beginning, we'll put it that way. But I don't think so, to be honest with you.
Wait, did he get shot again?
Maybe, or just... His fishing rod is... a bird! A lot of bird imagery here.
Just being in the house of the Lord, he's going to meet his maker. but wait, this guy rode off somewhere else. Is this going to be Rudolph? Yep. Oh, he's got the plague!
Uh-oh. He didn't practice good social distancing.
Victor's alive.
Uh-oh.
I think he just said Victor.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, Victor! Yeah. I picture that guy having the voice. What's the Muppet band called?
Dr. Teeth and...
Yeah. Like the main... If his name is Dr. Teeth, I don't know. But like the main guy in that.
Oh, no. He looks more like the other guy in Dr. Teeth's band. The one... Like...
Oh, you're right. Has, you're like, right. Similar I'm hair thinking of that guy. And, like, I'm thinking of that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So still,
Victor's he has still alive. The plague. Victor's still alive. He's riding a horse this way right now.
But yeah, I mean, we just saw, like, what's his name?
What's going on?
Rudolph.
Oh, this is a
telescope.
Telescope.
Rudolph in the bath. Like, he has the plague, but he's in the bath with multiple women. Like, you can't do that, man. He just really
distancing.
Does not care. It's true, though. He really does not care. So I have no sympathy for him. Really strung out right now. Victor has a lot.
What? There's a child.
Oh!
In the tree.
I forgot about this.
I don't remember what happens.
No, I'm not going to spoil it for you. This is a. You know. Wait. I remember us being confused about the payoff to this, so we'll see actually what happens.
Again, this isn't like a. Who's the woman?
I believe it's like...
Is it the brunette? No.
I think it's like the sister. And it's something along the lines of like, not to spoil it, like maybe he doesn't end up killing him because he sees that he has a happy family, something like that. Yeah, see, it's the sister.
Oh, she's made to look older. Right?
The sister, yeah.
Yeah. This is weird that they, like, didn't make our main man look older.
Maybe he's timeless.
Was she sick, too? Is that why she's holding it?
I hope not. You didn't really take care of the place, guys. Let's chat, but over here.
Oh, is that, like, part of it that, like, do you think, like, Rudolph put a bullet in the gun and had Victor kill her brother so he could be with her? Like, comfort her and be with her?
Something like that. You know what? We should have listened to our episode.
That would have been good.
Oh, well, this is more fun this way. You know, it hasn't been that bad. Like, it hasn't been like, oh my god, I can't watch this. We've certainly seen worse films, right? Like, this should be released.
I don't know if I want to know, but how far along are we?
Technically, I don't know if you can see the screen like I can see.
We're 120. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're 126 into 153. And again, there might be credits and stuff, so... It's not so bad. Less than a half hour left. Seems like she's singing now.
Memory.
Yeah. I was going to do like a Les Mis song if I remembered one.
Oh boy, I didn't think about that. Like, saying Les Mis and I just did catch that's the Tom Hooper who did a great movie A King's Speech then did Les Mis, which wasn't a real big hit. I mean, I know she won Best Supporting Actress, I think, Anne Hathaway, but like it was a little controversial because it was all live recordings, which is very 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 rare.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did Cats.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
At one point, I wanted him to direct a Queen movie, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I did too, but it's hard to justify that pick right now.
Yeah, I'd say so. So what is... Yeah, it's just a lot... Yeah, we're getting this...
Isn't it weird? Like, usually movies go from a lot of talking to a lot of action. This movie goes from a lot of action to some action, but a lot of talking scenes.
Yeah, just like people, I guess, explaining where they are and what decisions they made. Like, she's probably like, after John Harden died, I didn't know where to go. You were in jail, and so Rudolph took me in.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh, I killed him.
It's like, oh. What did I say before? She looks like a combo of, I'm not going to again remember both actresses' names, but...
Rose Byrne was one of
Rose
them.
Rose Byrne, and then what's her name from, Groundhog's Day?
Oh, Andie MacDowell?
Yeah. She's like a Rose Byrne-Andie MacDowell combo.
I could see that.
Rose MacDowell.
Yes. Who does Victor remind you of? Anyone?
A little like, I guess not. I was gonna say, oh god, I'm so bad with names today.
Because I can't figure it out. Like the children,
like F. Murray Abraham, but not really. He doesn't look like him.
You're thinking like Amadeus. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's that, it's just like that inspiring me.
So, I think he didn't do anything because, like, he has a family now, and he's plotting, like, a different kind of revenge, perhaps. He's got this manor house that he's living in now. It's not the old place, obviously.
Yeah. Him very like Count of Monte Cristo. I think at first he was just like gonna kill him, but then once he saw that like his fiance ended up with that guy, which is a movie with Cavaziel, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that guy kind of looks also like older version of the actor we're calling John Harden.
Maybe he's a relative.
Everyone in Poland is related to one another.
So, what's going on now is a mystery to us, but there's a lot of intrigue, a lot of questioning.
Yeah.
A lot of possible confusion.
Is this
I don't know who that is. But
that's not the one that
like...
Philip Seymour Hoffman is having sex with, right?
That would be quite odd, because she was just a servant, right?
Yeah.
Huh. This is tough to say right now. Like, they're having a stare down. Like, she should know.
A ghost.
She seems like... Yeah, exactly. She seems like she sees a ghost.
It's me, Victor.
And they sleep with each other?
Or is this a flashback?
Like an old lover who...
Or a weird jump cut.
It could be as well.
We just don't know.
Please, someone, please get the footage of this film and give us a new copy of it, because we need it. Those look like satin sheets. Silk, maybe?
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are you a silk sheet guy or a satin sheet guy?
Cotton.
That t-shirt material?
Yeah.
You into the flannel sheets?
I had them as a kid. I remember they had penguins on them. But, no, I haven't. It's a good comforter, a good duvet.
God, I want to know what she's saying. But again, even if we had the sound on, it's
that looks
Polish
like a music
joke.
Video.
Yeah.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
The pace of the film has also slowed down so much.
No, not at all, has it?
It's so interesting, because we were actually like going Fast and Furious for a while, and then it just...
Yeah, and then just like the past like half, I feel like the last hours, so...
Because he's just like living his life now. He's like, oh, you know, I'm over with that.
Oh, here we go. Yay! Yes. Riding in two black stallions.
News from Rudolph, perhaps.
Were those yellow
Rudolph
roses?
Dead?
Were those...
Yes. Symbol of friendship and Texas.
The yellow rose?
Yes, the yellow rose is both a symbol of friendship and Texas. I'm not saying it's symbolized in this film, but generally, yes.
I didn't know that.
Like, you give a... No one's going to take it that way today, but theoretically, there was a time you gave a woman a yellow rose and it meant you want to be her friend.
It's weird. I would feel like, if anything, a woman would give a man a yellow rose back then.
I mean, yeah, it could go that way as well.
Let's just be friends.
You know what I mean, sure. But it meant something back then. It was like, oh.
There is no God.
Oh my God.
Oh, photo guy hung himself. And Philip Seymour Hoffman is broken up about it.
He lost his religion because he invented the photo machine?
What are they? His glasses? Took one last photo. Oh, isn't it? It's the photo of him, right? Oh, wait. Oh.
Okay. He's like, oh, I saw that one already. I broke it.
It's just like the same shot.
Yeah, it's like, that's my photo. Okay. I remember taking that one. I guess we're going to have to... Maybe that one doesn't break. Ooh. Boudoir shot. We're trying to piece it together with you, buddy. Okay. So we're getting like just shots of.
Is he learning right then, like that this guy was like related to them or something? Like they're a person. Wait, that's now who he's with, right?
Yeah, but did we know her from before?
I don't know.
And is it enough for someone to kill themselves over?
If there's no God, I don't, yeah.
You, character who we just introduced 10 minutes ago.
He took now pictures of all of us. The original selfie.
Now you know the truth.
Oh!
That's not good. We don't like to see violence against women here. He's grabbing her. But she's grabbing him in the hair, too. She seems to be explaining to something very crucial to the plot. Right? She's explaining to him, and we're not getting it because...
I think they're just... arguing over the bed sheets.
Yeah.
Like, why did you go with this orange color? It's the autumn time!
How is this his fault? Well, I guess he attacked her.
Everything is always the man's fault, Brian. Alright.
I mean, I think he did cheat people out of money.
Oh, right? That's a good point, yeah.
Maybe, like, she's in on the plot, too. I would just, like, move to a different country or something, like... So no one knows me, and I don't have to worry, like, if they're in on the plot to sabotage me. He's having a very, very bad life, I guess. I mean, it could be worse, obviously, but... And now they're, like, embracing, like it was nothing. Huh.
Nighttime stroll.
Yes. A nighttime stroll. I hope we're building to something. I think we're building to something. Again, at least we're
finally visiting Rudolph?
I guess so.
They're hearing something.
And our main man, Hoffman, is here again. He's in this film so much. Like, again, for an early role. I love it.
Yeah. Very... green lighting.
That's definitely not natural. Or maybe.
Maybe it's the Emerald City. We don't know.
The Great Oz. Naked people and fruit? There's so much of that in this film.
Oh, this is the girl that was at Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
You would... recognize her more than me.
I think so. I think that's like also why like our main guy is going to be here during this scene.
Oh, like she was so in on it as well.
Captain Hook and yeah, and the stable girl. Ooh, finger looking good.
Just shoot him. I'd shoot him. She didn't seem to age, right? The stable girl.
No, neither her, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh my god.
Gun to the chin.
He's like, Victor? What bone would you have to pick with me?
You could always grow a better mustache than me.
Well, that's not technically true, right? Because he had the full beard. He could have just...
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Wait, his shirt's off, but he still has, like, something on his wrist? Like a lace, kind of?
I guess it wasn't connected to the shirt.
I'll bring that back. It's very prince-esque.
Oh, he spit on him. Oh, it is very prince-esque.
That girl is rocking the original choker collar.
He's like, I have a knife. The guy just spared you. Oh, my God. Now, shoot him. Shoot him.
Yeah.
Shoot him, Victor. He just tried to kill you. You
How did he miss him? He threw a knife from so far away in those ruins before.
He might be inebriated. You practice on those melons. Just shoot him. Did you get him? Yes. The guy, like, guy was asking for it. You don't, like...
Yeah.
Someone spares your life and then you throw a knife at them.
What is happening? I just changed those seats and fixed that wall.
Our main man is very upset, too, because his lady friend is with a gross dude. You might want to leave the room.
Sorry, babe.
I thought he was going to have like a Seth Rogen 40-year-old virgin moment.
Wait, like, but hey, this is now the house of... Wait, whose kids are these?
He's taking him.
He's just taking like him. Starting up like an orphanage or something.
Oh, he's giving one to Hoffman.
Wow. Wait, but that's the boy from the tree, right?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Wait, but that wasn't...
What era are we... Is it a time machine, perhaps? I'm going to listen to our episode after, you know, maybe sometime this week, and I'm just going to figure out if we had figured out any of this before, or we were just as confused.
You've always been loyal to me.
Take yeah, exactly. Children. And start a great movie career in America. Shula.
What?
I'm assuming that's a cathedral that he was in before.
Maybe, yeah.
It's certainly not a house. That would be insane. Oh, it's a casino.
Wait, what?
Well, we complained that there was a lack of action.
All right, we're back to a very hedonistic. That guy is doing something.
So yes, they're in a hedonistic casino. It doesn't look as fancy as the old, and it might be the same one. It's just like completely falling apart.
Victor's face is all dirty from riding so fast.
The debauchery.
Hey, boys, remember me?
I cheated the one time, but I promise I won't this time. Oh, my God. Must smell in that room so bad.
Oh, I can't imagine back then, man.
I guess, again, they were more used to it, but still.
That doesn't... I don't know.
You still, like, they make that argument, right? But there's still the absence of smell, you know? You know what that's like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and then there's the absence of smell, and then there was good-smelling things.
Yeah.
Like, when you took your once-a-month shower or whatever, you're like, oh, I smell better now. This is the better smell. Oh.
Your money's no good here. You cheated me.
I never trust a ginger. Guy kind of looks like, what am I trying to say?
I'm assuming we're getting to the ending. Unless it just doesn't have ending credits. It looks like he's singing.
Look like Ian McKellen.
Like a ginger Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
Sorry, ginger might be disrespectful. A red-haired Ian McKellen.
Which also then I'm going to argue it's orange hair, it's not red hair, so, you know.
Okay, an orange-haired Ian McKellen.
It's okay, I'm a dirty toehead. Yeah, it all went to shit. Everything's all broken down. Is he double pistoling?
It seems like it.
Damn, you mean his business.
This is very like Michael Douglas falling down.
That's a food scene I gotta cover.
Oh my god, yeah. Look, I mean, that movie is kind of controversial these days. It's very like, you know, we'll just say it's controversial, but that's a scene. That is a food scene you have to cover.
Yeah.
That's not McDonald's, but the fast food scene is.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. If you don't have that on your list, like, write it down right now, because you don't want to forget that one.
Well, it's always on, like, lists out there whenever I'm looking. It's a good one.
Gotcha.
Rudolph. On his harpsichord? Is that a harpsichord? I don't know.
I don't know. You're the music man. That's your mistress.
I am not Harold Hill.
La-dee-da. This movie could have been so much shorter. Like, we don't need these, like... Unless she's singing to him what's happening, which I really doubt.
I need to clean my face. Yes, it's quite dirty. Oh.
Oh, it's
Rudolph, that's what I was saying.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were serious.
Yeah.
Oh, the plague. I shouldn't be near you. To be fair, like, we can't hear the dialogue, but it doesn't seem like the acting's bad in this film, you know? Like, yeah. It feels of the period.
Yeah, now it has, like, a little bit of, like, a Phantom of the Opera vibe to it. Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah. He's always confused looking.
Yeah.
That's a big, big pistol.
Do they duel? Does he give him one of the guns?
Oh, I think he does. I think he does. I think they have a duel. He's like, let's make this fair. And maybe he cheats him.
Yeah.
He's got great teeth for being in the position he's in. Maybe not. Maybe we just made the duel thing up. Or he could be like, pick your gun. Okay, yeah, I think that's what it was.
Wow, I would not trust him enough to turn my back to him.
No, of course not, unless he gave him a gun. Yeah, that's what it was. I don't know why he wouldn't just shoot him, but I think he might have given him a gun without a bullet or something like that. Oh, no, he did. Okay.
He just wanted to die, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
He tastes his own blood.
So, we're still in this confusing scene. Phantom of the Opera scene.
I wouldn't get close to someone with a plague. But he pulled his mask down.
No,
but
that's his, you know, his revenge, right? To give him the plague, I think. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Who the hell knows? By the way, our timestamp, guys, is 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 29 seconds, 30 seconds, 31 seconds, 32. And then he took his family.
But
he killed his former best friend and took the family.
But that's the blonde woman, not the not the guy's wife, right? Because the guy's wife was the kids, John Hartman's sister.
Yeah, I should say he took the kids.
It's weird. Hmm.
Did you think that we'd end this film in a badminton like finale?
Is that what they're playing? I can't even tell.
I thought it was.
It just looked like they're throwing a ball or something. I don't know.
I thought they had rackets. Shuttlecock? Yeah, because look, there's I think it's a shuttlecock. This is a long lingering. There must be a voiceover. Because
yeah, but even then, it's just like a very weird. Is this the end?
Yeah, he killed his best friend. That's all we needed.
What happened with Philip Hoffman?
He was upset that his girlfriend was cheating on him. Cheat. But, you know, we don't really get a payoff with him.
Shuler.
That's fine. He wasn't a main character.
Shuler.
Yeah, Shulered him out of his... I wonder if we're going to get... The end. And again, apologize if you're my wife in the background. We've... bled onto her yoga time. So now we already saw our main man. We got the credits. I thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this April Fool's Day. It's nice talking with you, Kyle. I know we've talked on our respective shows as well, but it's nice doing Hoffman. This is originally what brought us to the network. And, you know, I hope you're staying safe, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best, you know, being pretty much only seeing people when I go grocery shopping and just... practicing distancing and wiping down things when I get home and everything like that. So, but coughing on every piece of food you pass by.
Yes. And are you kissing people with plague masks on?
No, I'm not. No, I pull them off and then I kiss them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I figured. Well, you know, as we alluded to many times in the episode, Kyle, of course, your other show is Foodie Films.
Indeed it is.
I mean, cool stuff coming up there?
Well, this, yeah, what the, oh, this is, oh, same day. There's two, this is April Fool's, I've got a Foodie Films because it's Wednesdays, so. Episode came out today of Foodie Films, if you're listening to this the day of, April Fool's Day, with Jeremy Jacobowitz, who is many things, but he's mostly known for his social media presence as Brunch Boys, and so gave us a lot of insight on that. Very popular account. He's been on like numerous daytime shows talking about it, and just a really cool guy. So it was nice sitting sat down with him a little while ago. So of course I'll mention in my cold openings how wasn't talking to him during this crazy time. So I hope I'm sure he's going a little stir crazy, because that's all about, you know, his whole thing is going out and, you know, promoting new eateries and everything like that. So
Yeah, definitely a challenging time for everyone, as you mentioned, the restaurant industry, the service industry in general. Looking forward to that episode. And my other show, High School Slumber Party, because of all the chaos and the free time I've actually had, we're going twice a week.
Wow.
At least through the crisis. So Mondays and Fridays. We just did a film called The Way Back, and Joey Lewandowski, the Godfather himself, was the guest. And that's a new Ben Affleck film. So almost all the films that were in the theater that got like their runs cut off are on VOD.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's $18, so, and you have to buy it. You can't rent it, which... It's fine, though. Like, how I justify it is, if I was going to drive to the theater, I'd probably go with someone. If I'm going to Alamo, I might get a drink, you know. I'd probably spend that much anyway.
It's not terrible. Yeah, exactly.
And now I get to keep it and watch it anytime I want. So, and it was a really good film, and that was a good episode. And then we'll have an episode this Friday as well, and that'll be a really interesting film where John Cryer, who's 22 at the time, plays a 29-year-old stockbroker who's wanted by the mob, so he goes back and hides out in high school. And so 22-year-old John Cryer plays 29-year-old who's pretending to be 17-year-old. It's called Hiding Out, and my guest is one of my favorites, Kate Hudson. That's a fun episode as well. And of course, though, you're all Hoff fans out there. You appreciate a good Hoffman film. And you guys voted last time on our social media for us to cover Love, Liza. We're still going to do it. That's not disturbed at all. And that'll be the first Monday of the month. And it's later this month, pretty much as late as it can be, right? It's the 6th, I think?
Yeah, April 6th, correct.
Yeah, so Kyle and I will be back rewatching Love, Liza, a very personal project to the Hoffman family, and can't wait for that. Anything else you want to say, Kyle?
No, guys. I just want to, well, I want to remind you to check out all the other great podcasts on, you know, the Cage Club Podcast Network. And in these very weird and scary and just different times, I mean, stay on cool.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along.